It's summertime in Australia. It's a good time, time of holidays, time of relaxation and enjoyment, but it's also a time of great, great heat. And as we record, as we worship in this church today, today I want to tell you that it is a hot day. And so on this hot summer day, I want to welcome you in the church to worship. And I also want to welcome you who are watching this on television as we open the Bible and look at, I think, is an interesting and very relevant subject for the 21st century. We're going to look at depression. I believe that you can't sympathise with somebody who's been into depression or is in depression unless you've been there yourself. I'm 46 years of age. Until I was 44, can you believe it? I had never experienced not even a taste of depression. And I couldn't understand it. And I remember sometimes, and I've had a couple of friends who have suicided in depression. And I remember thinking to myself, before I had experienced it for myself, how selfish to take your life. How unfair to those who love you. But when I was 44 years of age, I lost my marriage. And when I lost my marriage, I want to tell you that it sunk me deep, deep into depression. I didn't want to lose my marriage. I wanted to hold my marriage. I loved my wife. So when I lost her, it was a terrible, terrible experience. And it precipitated for me a bout of depression. It took me down into a place that I had never been. And so if you are suffering depression today, you got one pastor here, I'm telling you, who sympathizes with you, who is sorry for you. And what I'm about to share with you, 10 things that will help you to come out of depression. What I'm about to share with you is my testimony. It's what I found. It's what God led me to. And so I want to show you right now, just for a few moments, 10 things that helped me when I was in that dark room that I never thought I'd get out of. Number one. If you are depressed, seek a doctor. Seek medical advice. Seek medical help. One of the great tragedies of our culture, of our depressed culture, of our depressed society, is that when people are in trouble, they don't go to a doctor for help. They need to. You need to. I needed to. And I thank God. I thank God and I praise Him today. That when I slipped deep into depression, when I went into that dark room, a place I never thought I would escape from, God led me to a good doctor. And that good doctor was instrumental in helping me to begin walking out of that dark room and back up to a place where I could live at least a somewhat normal life. If you are depressed, or you suspect even that you're depressed, go and see a doctor. Secondly, if you're depressed, and I mean this too, get yourself into an environment where you can laugh. The Bible says it very clearly, in Proverbs chapter 17, in Proverbs 17 verse 22, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. When I was in that dark, dark place, I happened to turn the television on one day, and would you believe it, Hogan's Heroes was on. And I sat down and I watched it. And it was the first time since I had slipped into that dark room that I laughed. And I don't know what it is about laughing, why God designed us to laugh, I guess, I'm not sure, except when I laughed, it brought relief and it brought a lightness to my experience that I hadn't had for weeks. It was great. It was beautiful. I started to watch Hogan's Heroes for no other reason than it made me laugh and it made me feel good. I had a friend. He's my best friend. He's been my best friend almost from my youth. And he used to ring me up and he wouldn't talk to me about the marriage breakdown. He wouldn't talk to me about the crisis of not being at work in my church. He wouldn't talk to me about the depression even. He would just reminisce about our days together and the things we had done that had made us happy. He made me laugh. And just like Hogan's Heroes, he too brought relief and sunshine into my dark world. If you are depressed, get into an environment and around people who make you laugh. The Bible says a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. And even today, to this day, 2 years down the track, when I'm laughing, or I'm with people who make me laugh, or I'm watching television programs or movies that make me laugh, it brings joy and a lightness to my experience. Number three, Proverbs 20, verse 1. It says that wine, that beer, is a brawler. And he who is led astray by it, the Bible says, is not wise. Alcohol is a depressant. Just after I'd slipped into this experience, into this state of depression, I was talking to a neighbour. And he'd been through a similar experience to me, and he too had plunged into depression. He said, you know what I did? He said, I got the answer for you. I said, what is it? He said, I'd go home and I'd get a beer out and another beer and another beer. I'd get blind, drunk. He said, that's how I got through my depression. Well, let me tell you something. Alcohol is a depressant. It's not a stimulant. And if you are depressed and you are drinking alcohol, it's only going to drive you further down. Listen, you might go into oblivion for a little while. You may forget all your problems, but I want to tell you, as you're going into oblivion and as you're coming out of oblivion, the alcohol will depress you. It will make it worse. It will drive you deeper. It will take you to an even darker place if that were possible. And I guess it's no coincidence that some of the friends that I have lost who have suicided and have been in depression have been under the influence of alcohol. Point four, exercise. My doctor said to me, Lloyd, he said, I can see you're in a dark place. You see, I'd gone into my doctor and I'd described to him the symptoms of what I was going through. One of those symptoms was I couldn't sleep. Do you know what it's like to go to bed at 9:30 p.m. at night and to stay awake and hear the clock chime at 10? I actually literally ripped the chimes out of our clock to hear the clock chime at 10. And again at 11 and at 2 and at 3 and you get to the 4 o'clock in the morning. And I'm a Christian. I'm going, Lord, what's happening to me? The sun comes up. My body is aching. I feel like I got the flu from lack of sleep. I was so stressed. I was so depressed. The room was so dark that I couldn't even sleep. And my doctor, and this is why I'm telling you, go to a doctor. My doctor said to me, Lloyd, you've got to start exercising. And so I did. I began to walk 5Ks, 10Ks a day. I'll tell you a little secret. If you can't sleep and or you're depressed, start exercising. You know, and here's the secret. From the first day that I began to exercise, I started to sleep. And when I started to sleep, I began the long process of healing. You don't have to walk. You don't have to run. You don't have to swim. You don't have to go to the gym. You can just go out into the garden. That is exercise. On the way to work the other day, I'm listening to the ABC radio. They're doing an interview with the head of the Botanic Gardens in Brisbane, Queensland, Australia. And the head of the Botanic Gardens was talking about how gardening is a cure, yes, is a cure, is a recognised cure of depression. Now that doesn't mean that if you garden you will get over your depression. But if you garden, if you go out into the garden, the chances of getting over depression are better than if you don't. Do some exercise. Point number six. On your road to walking out of depression. Now I'm talking as a Christian. I'm talking as a pastor. Listen to this. Psalm chapter 42, verse 6. Oh my God. Don't tell me David never knew what depression was. Oh my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore I will remember you from the land of Jordan and from the heights of Hermon and from the hill of Mizar. He says, and the psalmist says, my soul is cast down. I am in a dark place. But he says, while I am in that dark place, I will remember, some versions say, I will meditate upon you, O God. Now, I want to tell you, this is my experience, and I guess this is a Christian experience. If you want to come out of that dark room, then nothing will help you more. Nothing will help you more. Hear me. Nothing will help you more than meditating on the goodness of God. And the only place I know to go to meditate on the goodness of God is the Bible. And if you can, and I know how difficult that this is, while you are in your depressed state, spend some time in Scripture. Spend some time in the book of John, meditating on the love of God for you. And if you can't read, and that is possible because that is where I was at. I just couldn't read the Bible when I was in my depressed state. Go down to your local Christian bookstore. And you can get on CD or MP3. You know, I bought the Bible on MP3 the other day for $12. Go down and buy the Bible. Put it in your iPod or put it in your CD machine and sit there and listen. Start in the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. These are the stories of Jesus Christ. No one loves you more than Jesus. No one cares for you more than Jesus. No one will walk with you in this dark place more than Jesus will. And when you are meditating on the goodness of Jesus, the Holy Spirit comes down into your mind and into your heart and into your life, and He brings a lightness and He brings a joy that was not there in many ways. As I would meditate on God through the spoken word because I couldn't read, as I would listen to the CDs, as I would listen to the MP3, as I would meditate upon God, in many ways, it did more to bring joy to my life than any other thing. In fact, meditating upon God is like being in a dark cave full of depression and someone lighting a match. It is a beautiful experience. It won't happen straight away. But every day, God will begin to heal you as you meditate upon Him. When you are depressed, when you are in trouble, pray. Look at this. Oh, that man would give thanks to the Lord for His goodness. It's beautiful. And for His wonderful works in the children of man. For He satisfies the longing soul. And He fills the hungry soul with goodness. Oh, that man would give thanks to God. There is no other way, no better way to give thanks to God than to pray. And you know what I used to do? And oh, did this help me? You want to believe it? It helped me. I'd get on my knees. I didn't want to get on my knees. I didn't feel it. I wasn't really experiencing God real strong, real powerfully. But I'd get on my knees and I'd begin to pray, and I had nothing to pray about except to whinge to God about the place I found myself in. And one day it hit me like almost like a sledgehammer. Stop whinging, Lloyd, and start thanking God. And that's exactly what I did. I got on my knees and I started to thank the Lord for the good things in my life. And I couldn't think of many, but I could think of some. Thank you, God, for my mum and dad who are down here supporting me. Thank you, God, for my two daughters, Hannah and Danae, who still love me. Thank you, God, for people in the church who are still hanging around and supporting me and wanting me to get better and back into the church. Thank you, God, that I've got somewhere to sleep, that I've got food, that I've got clothes. And the more I thank God, the more I prayed to Him, the more the lightness of His presence entered my soul and my heart. And the further down the road to healing He took me. Point number 8, this is an important one, music. You can go to the Bible, 1 Samuel chapter 16. It's a good story about King Saul who was depressed. And what would he do? David would come in with his harp and he would play him music and it would bring him relief. Find some good Christian music. Now hear me, stay away from rock and roll. Stay away from rock and roll Christian music. Find some good... That's not going to help you, that stuff. It's only going to drive you further down, even the Christian stuff, into deeper darkness. Find some good Christian music that feeds the soul. And again, it will help you on your walk. It will help you on your walk out of that dark place back into light. I used to listen to music, I still do. And it would bring great joy to me in the darkest days of my life. Listen to good Christian music. It worked for King Saul thousands of years ago. It'll work for you. Point number 9, Psalm 119. Listen to this one. This is a beauty. Psalm 119, verse 165. It's a big, big psalm. Great peace have those who love your law, who love your commandments, and nothing causes them to stumble. Did you know this? And it's a fact. Open the Bible to Exodus chapter 20. Read God's law for mankind on how you should live. And as you read His law, ask the Holy Spirit to put it in your mind and in your heart. And this is miraculous, and this is a Christian thing, but it works and it's true. I know because I've experienced it. As you start to make the law a part of your life, a part of your experience, the Holy Spirit descends upon you and He gives you great, great peace. Point 10, Psalm 30, verse 5. Weeping you will endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. You will not. And it's hard to believe when you're there, but you will not stay in this dark room forever. God will bring you out. How do I know? Because He brought me out. I remember from my darkest days, I would go out onto the lawn, the sun would be setting in the west, and the stars began to show themselves in the sky. I'd talk to God. And I would say, God, I see no way through. The place I'm in is so dark. I don't think I will ever get out of this. I said to the Lord, I don't think I will ever minister or preach for you again. But God brought me out. Because weeping is endured for a night, but joy does come in the morning. If you take these 10 points that I have shared with you today, and you apply them to your life, if you are depressed, I don't guarantee you an instant answer. But what I do guarantee you is through the grace and the leading of the Holy Spirit, He will bring you out as He did me, and you will live in the light again. Let's pray. Lord, I pray for those in the church. I pray for those on watching this on television, and there could be thousands, Father, who are suffering from depression. Please, God, help them to see that through this message there is a way out. There is help. And in You there is a new tomorrow. Thank You for that hope. We hold on to it in the name of Jesus. Amen.